All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sam's DFS office hours. Today is Friday, August 2nd of 2024. Looking ahead here, we have an 11 game MLB main slate, and then we do have a 13 fight MMA card at 12 p.m. Eastern tomorrow. Quick announcement, there will not be office hours tomorrow. Office hours will be back on Monday at 4 p.m. Eastern. So in case you guys have MMA questions, today is the day to get them in. But for those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual support channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. With that said, we do the show Monday through Friday. Hope you guys enjoyed the build review show that we just had here about started an hour ago. Got some good reviews in, got some, you know, different things to look at. There's always something different to learn and review each time we check out somebody's build. So I really enjoyed the show. Hope you guys did as well. If you missed it, it is recorded over on our YouTube channel. You can go back to our live streams and see that show anytime you want. But let's get SaberSim pulled up here. I did not see any questions to get us started today, so we will start with a build demo here, and I will show you guys things that I would be doing if I was playing MLB today, and you know, always getting some different ideas and things from doing these build reviews, things that users are doing. So this does change, you know, it's not the same exact review each and every time here, right? So going to make two adjustments to projections, really not going to do anything else, trusting the projections, trusting the team with those, they work hard. Bigger slate today, right? 11 game slate. You're going to see this minimum salary come up. Like, it was down at 48,000 for that 5-game slate. And then 11 game slate, this comes up naturally here just because there's so many different options on this slate. So say we're building lineups for a 150 max today. I like to come in here, turn on this default, don't use batters against opposing pitchers rule. You don't have to use it, but it is there as a, you know, if you want to. We used to turn it on by default. Now we leave it off by default, allow the user to turn it on at their discretion. So let's kick off these lineups. Let's go and grab a contest sim for today. And looks like 250 maxes. Let's say that, you know, you're playing the mini max, right? So I'm going to create the mini max contest sim twice here. Andy said, happy Friday. Happy Friday to you, Andy. So creating it twice, you know, still going to do the self sim, you know, still accounting for ownership variance. And I think that's a good thing, at least from, you know, what I've heard from our data scientists and guys on the team is like, hey, you know, self sim has a little less, is a little less important because of the updates to ROI and the way the contest sim is working with looking at your lineups as a portfolio, but still valuable at the end of the day because of the ownership variance where the, where, you know, ownership is coming in, you know, one percentage in the field lineups, but then in the in the build that you run, it can come in a little bit differently and you get some of that mixture there. So still valuable. So I'm still going to use it. And there's actually a build the exact way that it's intended to be used. So this is probably a good time to walk through that here. So what I would do is I have one build for all my lineups, regardless how many I'm building. I'm just doing one contest here, but say I'm doing a group of 20 max, 150 max, right? I'm still building them all together. And then I'm going to go to my settings and I'm going to set up two contest sims. So one build, two contest sims. In one of the contest sims, I'm going to make some adjustments to it. I'm going to indicate that it's a self sim. And then I'm going to change the field lineups from SaberSim ownership to this build, whatever the name of the build is. If you have multiple builds, make sure you're changing it to the one that you're in. Now I'm going to save this. So then now I have one contest sim set up against the ownership build, the field lineups, and then one set up against this exact build. Once that's set up, I click run contest sim. So it's running these two contest sims simultaneously. And I'm just going to move around some columns while we wait. All right. So big things, exposure, pool leverage, big things I want to see. Sorting by exposure here. So once these contest sims finish, got to do a couple things here. I can do something in the meantime, right, while this runs. I can go and create, let's wait. So contest sim finishes. So now I can go in here. I like to do like the still like the right to left approach. We're just going further and further to the right. I'm going to do lineup filters first. So I'm going to say show lineups with ROI greater than zero for both of the contest sims. I just use this and button to set up the second one. All right. That has moved 3,842 lineups to the trash. Then what I'm going to do is I'm going to set up my aggregate metrics. So what I want to show is the average projection. I want to see the average ROI, and I'm going to use the self sim because I'm going to sort by the risk adjusted ROI of the self sim. And then I want to see the minimum ROI again from the self sim, because that is the ultimately the one I'm going to be sorting by. Whatever one you're going to be sorting by is whatever one you should be using your aggregate metrics on. So then I'm going to change my sorting metric to the self sim risk adjusted ROI here. And then now I'm about ready to start making changes to my lineup set. So I said I was building for 150 max. So let's change our lineups to 150. All right. So average projection right now, 102.7. Average ROI, 42%. Lowest ROI, 31%, right? We are at a min unique of 1 here. And I'm going to start increasing this, right? So min unique of 2. What happens? Minor changes. Minimal. Min unique of 3. Again, super minor. Not even worthy of me mentioned. 4 min uniques. ROI went down like 1%. Min unique of 5. Okay, so ROI went down about 5% this time. Projection went down about 0.5%. Minimum ROI is down about 10% from where we started. We're at lineup 340 out of 1,300. I could try to go lower here. You know, I think it's okay to go lower. Looking at my exposures, my top 4 exposures are all pitchers. My highest batter exposure is about 23%. You know, I don't hate what I'm seeing here by default. The lever. Five seems pretty okay here. You could try and push it to 6, but from what I'm seeing, I kind of like 5, right? Good correlation in my lineups, you know, playing a few 3 stacks here toward the bottom, less than 10 out of 150. No team stack greater than 26%. One thing I could do here is one thing that caught my eye is that we had 26% Giants. You know, they're our highest stack. We have Ramos in 23% of our lineups. I want to see, you know, I might take a second to specifically look at the Giants and the Giants only and see what these exposures are looking like. And it looks like batters 6 and 8 are not in the player pool. So a little bit condensed here. You know, it's kind of like a weird situation with that happening here. I don't know if they called up some guys from AAA or what happened here, but overall I'm okay with this. So, but this is something that is worth checking at least, right? You come in here, you spot check it. So I would leave it as is. And aside from that, you know, I'm pretty happy with these lineups. I think these lineups have enough leverage. I think that I've maintained a good projection, maintained a good sim ROI, right? We started at like 42, 43%. We've gotten up to 5 min uniques with only sacrificing about 6% sim ROI, barely any average projection. And then our last lineup is still 21% sim ROI. So I think these lineups are solid. I think the leverage is good, and I would be happy submitting these. But this is how I would run a self-sim. These are the steps that I would go through when determining which lineups I want to play. So yeah, I mean, let me know if you guys have any questions about that. All right. Taking a peek here. No questions in the office hours channel or the YouTube chat, so might just get out of here early. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I will be back on Monday for both the build review and the office hour show. So until then, everybody, good luck over the weekend. Take care. Thanks. Bye.